Hey guys, and welcome back to Fast Track Forum. I think we could all collectively agree that it was really hard trying to stay up to watch this race.
Yeah, I was like, it was a rough one, but all I gotta say is it's our last, well, us here in the US, it's our last, early, I guess, well, not early, late race, like midnight-ish race, because now we have just early mornings, which I kind of like better waking up early instead of having to stay up.
Yeah, well, with the difference between us, like you're on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast, mine is more in the afternoons now for me. So that's like perfect.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm just glad. Japan, it's normally, I really like Japan race. Like normally it's like one of my top races, but this for some reason this race just was a little dry, and not gonna lie.
Even the week before, which is why we didn't post an episode last week either, because there wasn't really much drama or like information that was released before this GP. Like the only thing really was the confirmation that Yuki and Liam switched seats, but we also just like did not think, or we could not come up with more information to talk about for a full length episode. So we both just decided that we're just gonna skip a week.
We're gonna take time off, guys. We're gonna recharge.
It was a well-needed recharge.
It was. And honestly, I think the only interesting things that happened this weekend was obviously, I was scared, guys, not gonna lie. I was telling my sister, I was like, Yuki needs to do good. Like, I was scared the whole time for him. He didn't get points, but you know what? I'll take the P12. I'll take it because he did end up higher than Liam, which I mean, I thought this was his track. He was supposed to do better, and he was in supposedly the better car because everybody could agree. I think the Cash App is driving a little better than the Red Bull this season, so.
Yeah, that is true. I was also scared, mostly because this is Yuki's home race, and I just didn't want anything to go bad.
I mean, like, at least nothing went bad for him this weekend. Can't say the same for Jack Doohan. His crash in free practice was a little rough.
Yeah, I was also terrified for that crash too, considering like the history behind this GP and how emotional it really was for every motorsport fan.
Yeah, I was like, that was not fun. I didn't watch that free practice live, but I saw the clip afterwards and I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm shocked he didn't get out like worse. 'Cause I think he was just like sore. I think they said he was.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm like, I'm glad nothing worse happened, but I was like, that was a little nasty crash.
Yeah, I was really worried for him. I also did not watch it live just because I think I had an event going on, so it kind of just like interfered with my sleep schedule. So I didn't watch it live, but I did see the clips and thankfully he is okay.
Yeah. And then besides that, all the fires that were happening, I was so confused when people are like, the truck's on fire. And after a while, I was like, oh, I get it now. But I was like, that was just random. I was like, the red flags because of like the fire on track.
Lando was basically playing firefighter. They kept on announcing them every time he'd see it.
I don't know. I was like, I think that was like maybe the most interesting thing was the little fires just like randomly popping up. I was like, okay, they were really the star of this weekend, apparently.
That and Oscar, because it was his birthday.
Oh my God, I forgot about Oscar's birthday. Yeah. I wish they would have let him switch.
That's
I mean,
the whole discourse that I've been seeing lately.
well, I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Quali, I'm so sad because my man Lance Stroll has been qualifying so good. He literally started last, and that broke my heart for Lance Stroll.
That broke my heart too. I was like, dang. Now everyone's gonna say that Lance doing good in the beginning of the season was just a fluke.
I know. And I was like, I know it's not a fluke. It has to be the car. I'm like, just. Also, the whole Isaac thing with the seatbelt being a little too tight on his man parts, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah. And the fact that he still drove, like,
The
oh,
fact that he got into Q3, right? Yeah.
yeah, I think he did.
I was like, with that whole issue, like every time I'd hear the radio, I thought this man was gonna cry. I was like, I can't imagine how uncomfortable that would be.
It's definitely uncomfortable. Like, I know that because, like, I feel like everyone's like sensitive in those areas. So I just know that he was hella uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure he wasn't even uncomfortable. Like, he was in pain.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, but he drove really well. Like he did good.
He did, which is impressive.
It is impressive. And then obviously Liam outqualified Yuki by one position in quali, which I think everybody was like, oh, this is like Liam's time. Which I was like, I guess. I was like, good for him for, outqualifying Yuki.
I don't think that it was Liam's time, just because Liam has always qualified like pretty good. Like he knows how to drive the Cash App car. I think he knows that car better than the Red Bull car. So I wasn't surprised when he like outqualified Yuki by one position, but I knew it wasn't gonna last.
I knew it wasn't gonna last either, but I was like, ugh. But also I'm like, No, I lost my train of thought. Sorry. I was like, I was gonna say something and I lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
It'll come back to me. The only good thing about Quali was Max taking pole. Like that, I was like
I remember texting you. I think, what did I say? I don't know if something bad happened to me, like, in my personal life, or if I was just like really tired. Oh, no, I remember now. For qualifying, it was my friend's 22nd birthday, so we threw a house party, and it like ended like around like 1:30, I believe, like somewhere around that time. Because I remember I was a little tipsy, guys. Just to clarify, I am overage. Anyways, so I remember I changed into my PJs, washed my face, did my skincare, all that, and then I got in bed. I went to go heat up my little cinnamon buns that I got earlier in that day, and I sat in my bed and I tried so hard to log on to F1 TV. Like, I paid for the subscription and I know that I paid it and I know that I went through because I got an email confirmation about it, but it would not let me watch qualifying for some reason. I was like, what the hell? And like, I remember I texted you about it and I'm like, I know I'm a little tipsy, guys, but I swear I am on the right live stream. Like, I made sure I clicked quali, but it just would not work. Eventually, it started working on my phone app, but like, even at one point, the app would not work either. But when I got it to work on my phone, I thought that it would work on my TV again. No, it just like did not work on my TV. So I just turned off my TV and just watched the rest of quali like on my phone. I was a little pissed off, but it's okay. And then I think I sent you a TikTok too. It happened to a bunch of other people, so I wasn't the only one.
I would complain. I'd be like, if you're paying, because I know F1 TV ain't cheap. And I was like, I know that's not a cheap thing to pay for and for it not working. Me, I watch it on ESPN, guys. I have cable. So I just watch it on ESPN. Because I'm like, you know what? I was like, my parents pay for cable. I'm not paying for F1 TV. It's usually always on the TV for me.
Well, since I'm at my apartment at college, like I don't, we don't, no one here has cable. Like, literally don't pay for it. So that's why I have F1 TV. But at the same time, I don't even think my parents pay for like ESPN, like to watch the races and everything else on our cable channel, anyways, because I think we have like the lower plan because no one in my family really watches cable anymore. We're all really on streaming services. Like, the only reason why we still pay for cable is so that my mom and my aunt can watch the telenovelas. That's
I'm dead. The only reason we pay for cable is for my dad because he's like such a huge sport fan. So we had to have ESPN, Fox Sports, like all those things. Like I'm covered.
good though, because then you won't run into issues like I did for quali this past weekend.
Yeah, that is true. But also in like your text, I remember you texting me like it feels like we haven't had Max on pole in forever, which we haven't. And it felt so refreshing seeing Max Verstappen on pole, guys. Like I mean, as a Max girl, I think I was just so happy because this is his track. Like he owns Japan. Like literally, guys, he literally just this track is him.
Oh yeah, ever since it was like it was taken off of the calendar and then it was added, and ever since it has been like added back onto the calendar, Max has quite literally been dominating every single year.
Yeah, so I was just happy for Max. Like literally, I was like, 'cause he wasn't putting in like fast lap times at first, but I was like, you know what? I was like, it's the beginning. He just needs to get out of Q1, Q2. I was like, Q3 is where we need to go, like all in. And when he did that, I was at the edge of my seat, and I was like, there's no way. Like I think everybody was in shock because we really thought, personally me, I thought the McLarens were gonna like dominate again because their car is just really fast.
Yeah. And I think I also texted that because I was like so frustrated that my TV wouldn't work. So I remember texting you being like, I know Lando's gonna get pole. So like, if I can't get this to work within the next couple of minutes, I'm going back to bed.
I think you jinxed him with that one.
I did jinx him because after that, as soon as Max got pole, I texted you again being like, I jinxed him. But I'm so glad that Max got pole because he literally hasn't been on pole in like forever.
I know. It's like I'm also, guys. I miss the Dutch anthem. I miss hearing it. I'm like, am I the only one who misses hearing it? Because it was, even though I'm gonna be honest, guys, I fell asleep for the race because I had gone out earlier. And I'm also big, guys. I was also a little tipsy and I was like, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. So
That kind of week for the both of us.
it really was. But yeah, I was like, the race, because like we said, nothing really happened in the race. I think the only big thing that I could remember was Lando mowing the lawn. Literally mowing the grass, as Max wanted to call it. Like, I was awake for that when they both went into the pits together, which I don't understand why McLaren pitted Lando right with Max. I think they messed up on the strategy. They basically gave Max the win, I think, in a sense. with how their strategy played out.
They definitely did. I was also pissed at their strategy too. It was just all over the place and messy, and they did just give Max the win. Although I feel bad for saying that because we all know Max is an incredibly
Oh, yeah.
talented driver. So, but yeah, McLaren's strategy was kind of all over the place. And back to what we were saying before, or I think it was just me, but you said we were getting ahead of ourselves.
Oh, yeah. No,
How
let's do
Lando and Oscar should have switched
Yeah.
too.
Yeah, back to like that. I was awake for that part. So I just remember Oscar being like, oh, what's like Lando's speed? And like, this is Lando's pace. Like, he had no more pace than him, I guess, at that point. And Oscar had more pace. And I'm like, I was telling my sister, I was like, why don't they just let them switch? Like, I guess they didn't want to. Because if they switched, I think the commentators were saying if Oscar didn't pass Max, Lando would be second in the world champion standing by 1 point, which is how Max is right now behind Lando by 1 point. But if Oscar couldn't pass Max, I feel like they could have easily switched back. So, like, why didn't they at least let him try that way? I feel like if Oscar would have been able to pass Max at that point, he could have kept him close to Lando so Lando could have passed Max. Because let's be real, those McLarens are so good. Because even Max said in an interview saying if he was driving the McLaren, he would have left Oscar and Lando behind by so much time. Because even he acknowledges the McLaren is faster than the Red Bull right now.
I think any car is faster than the Red Bull at this point.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I do agree. They should have attempted to switch. And like, if Oscar couldn't have passed Max, then they could have easily switched back because I think there was still a decent amount, like a decent gap between Oscar and who was the fourth driver behind them?
Let me check actually. They ended in the same position, so
Yeah.
oh, Leclerc.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure there was like a decent gap between them. So they could have easily done that.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't, but you know, better for me because I know you said you feel bad saying they gave him the win, but me as a Red Bull fan, I genuinely do because I know the car's better. Like, I know if McLaren would have been on their strategy, would have like pitted correctly, would have let Oscar had a chance. I knew Max, he would have ended up on podium, but I don't think Max would have won because of the car.
Because of the car. Yeah, I guess I can agree with that statement. I don't know. I just always feel so bad discrediting like
Yeah.
drivers' talents. That's why I'm like, oh, I feel bad saying that.
I mean, I do too a little bit, but I'm like, sometimes you're like, it's just like, it's kind of obvious where you're like, that driver, if it wasn't for circumstances, you're like, it might have like ended differently.
Yeah, which is true because that's the whole point of motorsports too. It's just all
Strategy.
strategy.
Yeah. But I mean, besides that, we really, what else happened in the race? I'm gonna be honest, guys. I was in and out. I was falling asleep hearing and not hearing.
Alex finally crashing out.
Oh, yeah.
I've waited for this moment. It was long overdue.
I feel like a lot of drivers need to crash out sooner or later with their engineers,
Yeah,
because
that, but like also the way that Williams has quite literally been treating their drivers the past couple of years have, it's just all, they're just like all over the place. Like I know that they're trying to get back up like on the playing field, like on the same playing level as everyone else, but I'm just so glad that Alex finally crashed out. Like he deserved that.
I think he needed it.
Yeah, he definitely needed it. And speaking of Williams too, Carlos got fined. Did you hear that?
Oh, was it because he was like late, right? To like
Yeah.
the anthem or
The
something like
national
that?
anthem. But he had a perfectly good excuse. It was like a medical excuse, wasn't it? Like, why was he late?
I don't know why he was late. I just saw like that one, you know, that trend right on TikTok. They're like, oh, they don't know this yet, but they're like, this is gonna happen. It was like of Carlos running, like, he doesn't know this yet, but he's gonna get a fine for being late. That's
Yeah.
how I knew he got fined, because I hadn't seen it.
I heard that he was late because of a medical issue or something like that. So everyone was saying that it should have been excused, like he shouldn't have gotten that fine because he had a valid excuse as to why he was late.
I don't think that FIA cares though. Let's be real. They just need money.
Yeah, they really don't. But still, I felt so bad for Carlos when I saw that.
Yeah. I was just laughing because I saw the meme on TikTok and I was like, oh. The low-key still felt a little bad, but it was kind of funny seeing it that but like presented to me in that form. I was like, oh. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But I forgot to mention, Kimi led laps. He is now the youngest. I saw this stat today this morning. He is now the youngest driver. He beat Max by 4 days, guys, to be the youngest driver to lead laps in a GP.
I can't believe it's by 4 days. Oh my
It's literally 4 days. Hold on, let me pull up the days. Like, we're filming this on Monday, guys. So they just posted it. Let me find it. But yeah, he led, I think, 10 laps it was of the
Yeah.
GP. Yeah, so Kimi Antonelli was 18 years, 224 days. Max was 18 years, 228 days when he led laps. And Max was in Spain 2016, and Kimi was obviously Japan 2025. So literally 4 days.
That's insane. Like, I knew that he led the lap, like, for 10 laps. Like, he led the race for 10 laps. I did know that. I forgot who posted it, but someone said that Toto was always right about, like, everything, and his little mini Project Verstappen is coming through.
I think it really is because he also got fastest lap, guys. Kimi also ended with fastest lap, even though they don't get a point. Or, sorry. Yeah, he got fastest lap.
Which, that's insane. Like, to be honest, like, we both thought
That's
that it was
crazy.
like very,
Yeah.
what?
We both discredited him a little, being like,
Oh,
he's too
yeah.
young for this.
He's too young. Like, it's gonna end up going like the wrong way. Well, can we prove
He's
this?
proving us wrong, and I love that for him.
Yeah, I do love that for him. Like, even though I'm not really rooting for him, he's not like my number one rookie because everyone
Yeah.
knows it's Ollie Bearman for me. But I still love Kimi. Like, he's so funny. I'll never PR train them, please.
No, honestly, I love that for him though. That was like fun information to know because Max has all these records, and the fact that there's people who could break these records is crazy to me.
Do you think that obviously, as Kimi gets older, like, he will eventually break all of Max's records?
I could see it considering Max doesn't want to like stay and break his own records anymore. Like he's literally has 1 foot out the door at this point. He's been talking about retirement. Like I think we all know once the Red Bull contract ends, I don't unless someone could give him a really good car, I don't know if he's staying. So I could see it because he's already like Kimi's already showing so much potential. And if Mercedes doesn't ruin him with the right guidance and everything, I do see him breaking a couple more of Max's records.
Okay. To be honest, with the way that Mercedes has treated Lewis in the past couple of years, makes me, like, I wouldn't say terrified, but like a little nervous for Kimi to see how it's going to like evolve as he gets older and he sticks with Mercedes too.
I think if he wins, they'll treat him good because I know Mercedes was treating Lewis great when he was winning, and once he stopped winning, I think that's when it all went downhill for him.
I guess, yeah. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, we'll continue watching and we'll see how this all evolves.
Yeah, I'm like, he's young, he has a lot of time, guys.
Yeah.
Another rookie though who should be celebrated for this weekend is Isaac. He got his first points, which so happy for him. With all his issues, he ended in P8. Like with all his like issues, he ended in P8. So I'm like really proud of him for getting his points.
My God, I love Isaac. He's so funny. I still can't get that meme out of my head. Like, every time I hear his name, I always like think of that. Like the one where he's just like, how did it go anyways? It's like, oh no, like I broke the car or something like that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I love
I know what you're talking about, but oh my God, it's like
how I say how like it's always in the back of my head, but I can't remember what he actually says. I just remember hearing like the raspy young like voice, obviously, because he was younger.
I was like, I know what you're talking about, but I like also can't like put it into words. This
This
always happens to us, but it's okay. Like, we're fine.
is how you know that we literally just talk. Like, we don't have anything prepared. We don't read off of a script. Like, we just talk about whatever comes into our minds.
Honestly, but I think it's better like that. It feels more natural because I feel like when people read off a script, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. And you can tell when people read off of scripts too.
Oh my God, yes. I'm trying to see what else happens. I'm looking at the race results. I'm like, Ollie got P10, so he got a point. He was also in the points, which is good for him. Fernando's now qualified. He finished the race, so now he is in the qualifying stand because he wasn't the first two races because he DNF now for all my Alonso girlies. He's officially in the championship. He didn't get points. He got P11, but still.
Yeah, but now he is on the run-in, which finally happy about because it was kind of sad that he DNF'd both races.
And I was like, I'm glad he got P11 after everything else. I was just like, let's hope Fernando doesn't DNF again.
It's bound to happen in the next couple of months, I feel like. But fingers crossed he doesn't.
And I was like, we're just gonna act like it's not gonna happen, but we'll see. I don't know about the race. I feel like that's pretty much all I have.
Yeah, I feel like we literally talked about everything. It was just really hard staying up. Like, not gonna lie, guys, I also fell asleep.
Yeah. But good news, guys, we're in race week again. We have Bahrain, which I probably won't catch because if you guys don't know, IndyCar's in Long Beach this weekend and I will be there. So I'm excited. Like, I
Hi.
will bring you guys all the details about Long Beach because I'm excited and I want a meet and greet to meet the Arrow McLaren drivers. So we'll see. I'm gonna hopefully get Pato to say something for the podcast. I'm gonna see if he'll like film a clip for this, but we'll see. We'll see. Fingers crossed.
I hope he does.
Please. And I was like, please, Pato.
He will definitely do it, I feel like. He's definitely the type of person to say something.
Yeah, so we'll see. But yeah, I was like, well, I'll bring you guys that. So I won't have much to say about Bahrain. I'll try and watch it because I think it's earlier in the day than IndyCar. So I'll just be on my phone while at the event watching F1. So we'll see how that works out for me.
It's okay if you don't. Like, I'll try to take notes so that I have things to say.
And I was like, I'll give you guys all the IndyCar scoops. Daisy got you guys for the F1.
F1 race, Bahrain. Yay.
Yeah, because I'm like, we're in F1 triple header, right? Because after Bahrain, we have, I just lost my
Oh,
thing.
Saudi Arabia. I
There
have it
you
on
go.
my calendar.
I was like, so I love when we have races every other weekend, like every weekend. Like, it makes me so happy.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that too. And then, but I also am just like so scared because obviously I talked about me being still being in college and it's my final year. Guys, I'm literally graduating in a month.
Exciting.
No, it's not. I don't want to be an adult, okay?
It sucks. I'll tell you that. It sucks. It
Oh my God, it's so terrifying. But yeah, I don't really have anything else to say about the race, but I do have other things to say if you are done talking. Okay. So Lily Z, Oscar's girlfriend, wore a cute little Oscar t-shirt to the GP this weekend. And I recently found out that it was made by a fan.
Dude, I saw it too. It was cute. Like, I was in love with it.
It popped up on my for you page either yesterday or like today, but the fan is named Shannon Ashley, and I had the whole entire video was like her like drawing the whole design. Like she actually like hand drew it first, and then she like tried to figure out like the sizing of the shirt too before like she did it, because I think she said that she did like two different versions of it. Like one of them was like a lot more like darker colors, and obviously the one that she gave Lily was more of a lighter color. But she was like happy with the result, as she should be, because like the shirt is amazing.
It was so cute.
But yeah, I just love how Lily is supporting fans.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I feel like she's one of the more down-to-earth flags. Like, easy. Because I also saw at one point she had like a little, I don't know if it's like made by fans, you know, a little chain on your
It
bag.
is, yes. The Oscar little chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that one was cute too. And I was like, okay, Lily. I'm like, because, you know, if she wears it, maybe this person will later want to sell the shirt. Because I'm like, it's really cute. It was giving me like the Chanel vibes of that shirt that they made.
I think she does sell the shirts because when she was showing the shirt, like on the videos, the tag on the shirt literally said her name, Shannon Ashley. And then at the bottom of it, she's like for Lily Z. So I think she like actually makes like these shirts.
That's great exposure for her.
It is. I'm like on her account now. I don't know if she sells them though. I think she does. She has a website, shannonashley.com. So. Guys, go and look at her website because she does a lot of custom like designs. She was also the one that did the McLaren dress, beaded dress, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, dude. She's talented. 'Cause
She's really
that
talented.
was gorgeous.
Yes. Oh my God. But yeah, see? Oh my God. If you can see that.
Yeah, you could. It's kind of, but yeah.
Yeah. I love talented people. Like.
I wish I was that creative, 'cause me could never.
Yeah, but I love both Lilies, Lily Z and Alex's girlfriend, Lily. I love them both because their paddock fashion is a lot more down to earth than everyone else. Like, it's still chic and they're still fashionable, but it's a lot more played down
Yeah.
than like what Alexandria does.
Hers are very elevated. I'm like, oh, if I had that bank account, I would too, but
Even if I had that bank account, like I would not buy like the things that Alexandria wears, because that's just not me. I'm definitely more of like both of the Lilies, like definitely chic, but like not that like extravagant.
it's like casual, but not too casual. Like, it's like an elevated casual.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I always love when they're in the paddock because I love fashion too. So I'm like, it's always kind of fun to see what they're wearing.
It is, especially Alexandria, because like even though I said that it's not my vibe. She's gorgeous to look at, and her outfits really are so pretty. But yeah, I think that's it though. I think that's all I wanted to mention.
Oh, I remembered one thing. If you guys play F1 Fantasy,
Oh,
the whole switch with Liam and Yuki, because I didn't do it this week, but my sister didn't. She's like, I had Yuki. She's like, I had invested in Yuki. They made Yuki go up in so much price, and everyone who had him had to get rid of him if they didn't have the money to keep him. And she was so mad. She's like, I invested in him early. She's like, it's not my fault. I saw the potential. So if you guys wanted Liam Lawson, he is now cheaper in F1 Fantasy. Yuki's more expensive now. So I was like, that was just something I remembered right now.
Okay, I did not have Yuki, nor did I have Liam on my F1 fantasy team. But dang, I had Carlos and he went down. Guys, this is a
I haven't made my fantasy team this year. Like, I've been so behind on that, and I need to make my team.
My team, I literally named it our podcast name, Fast Track. So
I mean,
technically, it
okay, but say less. We have one.
did make one. Yeah. Not gonna lie, I will. This is my first time ever actually participating in F1 Fantasy.
I did it last year. My team, because I picked on who I liked. It was rough because I had Checo, I had Stroll.
Oh.
The only good one in there was Max. It was rough because I had Nico. Like, I was picking my faves. Like, I wasn't actually picking off, like, I guess what people would say, like, you know, like what most people would pick, people who are actually winning. I was like, these
Yeah.
are my faves. I was like, I'm a ride or die. Like, I'm a hard stand, guys. You can't catch me switching up.
I agree. But I also don't know how everyone's doing, like the ones that are going to win too, because like everyone is expensive. They like raised the prices and it was so hard trying to like stay within the budget. I remember when before the season even started and everyone was posting about like, oh, make sure you make your F1 fantasy team. People were like, dang, inflation really got F1 fantasy too, because why is everyone so expensive now?
don't know, sorry. That was just like my last little note because I'm like, I remembered right now.
Yeah, which is good because that prompted me to check my team. I was like, dang, did I have Yuki on my team?
They would have made you kick him if you didn't have the money. He's gone. He's off your team. They didn't let you keep him, sadly.
Dang. All right. I'm officially done with, I feel like I said everything
Me
that,
too.
yeah. Bye.
All right, guys. So that is all we have this week for you guys. Don't forget to tune in next week with hopefully some fun things from Long Beach and Bahrain. So we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.